G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well. This problem relates to your parents' dog.
Yes.
The dog is Molly. I think we've mentioned Molly before.
Yes.
She's a bit crazy, a bit hyperactive. And I guess your parents are trying to find out whether de-sexing would help.
Exactly right. So I'm a traditional Australian family. My stepdad doesn't want to de-sex his dog because he doesn't want to take away his masculinity, which is how he feels. My mum is insistent that it'll calm him down, it'll fix a lot of problems. And basically they've rung me and said, well, where does the truth lie? Now, this is really interesting, Sean, because if you had said to me a year ago, what's my feeling? I would have said to you, look, I think getting your dog de-sexed, unless you're breeding with your dog, is a good thing to do because for a number of reasons. We don't have lots of accidental pregnancies, which means we don't have lots of dogs that are in the RSPCA or shelters and can't find homes. So, and we reduce the amount of dogs being put down every year because they're unwanted. When I've done my research, I am profoundly shocked to realise that when you neuter your boy dog, that actually it can have the reverse effect. They've done three major studies in the area of behaviour with boy dogs that are either intact or neutered. And what they found in each study, and the last major study was in 2018 in Sydney, where they found that actually boy dogs that were de-sexed tended to be more aggressive, not less, tended to be more fearful, not less, and tended to struggle a lot more after being de-sexed, which is really interesting. The first study was done in 2006, second major study 2010, and the third major study was 2017-18. So de-sexing your male dog actually can have some negative ramifications. Now, you've got to balance that with the boy dog, he gets out, there's unexpected pregnancies. That's a lot of problem for a lot of people. They can get some cancers just by varying of not being neutered. But on the whole, as far as behaviour goes and as far as being a dog trainer goes, it actually can have an adverse effect for an owner to actually neuter their dogs. And I was quite shocked with the science, but that is the science.
So you want to tell your mum not to do it?
So I've got to now explain to my stepfather that he's right and say to my mum, hey, listen. And they also showed in the study, what people tended to say was around about 6 months of age, get your dog de-sexed. Well, what they also revealed in the study was for the boy dogs, the earlier they were de-sexed, the higher these bouts of aggression, fearfulness and concern for unfamiliar objects were. So if you are going to have your dog de-sexed, I would definitely wait until at least a year or at least until they've reached maturity. But that does put the responsibility on you to make sure that they don't get out. There is certainly, science certainly suggests that it's better behaviourally to allow your boy dog to remain entire.
Good advice. Thanks, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, anything you want to discuss, you can drop Joe a line. Go to our website and you'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.